You're listening to Steel City Music, your host Gunner here. The podcast, the radio show, all those fun things you can hear every Friday from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. at The Hawk here in Hamilton, Ontario at Mohawk College. And of course, I record all this from my studio here in Hamilton because of stupid COVID, and I can't go into the radio station because of lockdown, and everyone's locked down and we're all getting really stupidly angry. But we want to make sure that everyone is healthy, so this is why we persevere. End of rant. Okay, so normally the show is all about interviews and announcement of events and things that you should know about, that sort of stuff. But I've had such a busy week, and I know you have too. It's just going to be some music this week, and then I'll make up interviews with all the other artists that have contacted me through the Steel City Music website. All that'll come up next week. But in this episode, a lot of music, a lot of cool indie pop all over the place. So let me tell you what you're going to hear. You're going to hear some Wa-El, Come By and We'll Talk All Night. I dig the track. Steve Lacy with In Front of Me. Cherry Glazer, which I spun before with the track Rabbit Hole. Mint, which is funny because it's a strange way to spell it. But, you know, I want to say Mint, but I'm going to go with Mint. But I'm going to say Mint. There you go. We'll just figure that out. A Bite of a Papaya. DJ Pool Boy in Floor Cry with the track Motions. Another artist by the name of Ruby with the track Kind. And we'll also hear, starting things off, Duke Waite Jr. With the track Nighttime. So that'll be the first set of music, and then I'll tell you what's coming up in a little bit. All right? Let's just hear some music and enjoy ourselves, shall we? You're hanging out on Steel City Music with your buddy Gunner.
Let's sit down. come back to me, 'cause I was blind to see that you were right in front of me. You were right in front of me, girl. I was blind to see that you were right in front of me. You were right in front of me.
I've been a fan of yours a long time, and I actually got your first record right when it came out, and was aware of you, you know, as you made records, and thought I knew you just based on the music you were putting out, and then you wrote this book recently called Horror Stories, and I realized I didn't know you at all, and it's fascinating to get a different perspective from inside an artist's experience, because right off the bat in the prologue you say, my songs have been stories that are like diary entries and ways to express my feelings and look at my feelings, and the book itself is incredibly confessional and incredibly private. And I wondered what the impetus was for deciding to write that confessionally about things that you never had an obligation to tell anybody.
And yet, at the same time, I meet so many people that tell me their personal stories because of my music, and I have been lucky enough to hear from fans that really have carried me through some of the darkest times of their life and used me as like a friend or a comfort or some kind of sense of that I'm there for them, my music is there for them, and that I speak in a way to the things that they can't speak about. And I think I've always carried that with me from the very beginning as a sense of obligation, that people come to me looking for some kind of sense of not being alone or that they are seen or heard or felt. And music has been that way for me as well, like my favorite artists. So I think that I've always had a sense, ever since I put out Exile in Guyville, that people were looking to me for more than just a great song or a great album. There was something more that they responded to in the way I presented myself and that they needed from me. And I think that in the world, there's too little of it. There's too little of a sense of, you know, we're in this together. And that it's tough to be a human being, and that the plight of humanity is the same at every level. I think that's something that I like to speak about and make art about, just our humanity, our shared humanity, the things that we all have in common.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right. Of course, you're listening to Steel City Music. Your host, Gunnar, here. In the second portion of this episode, we have lined up music-wise some Charlie Giron with the track Alcoholic. I dig it. I like this track. Heather with the track Sex Wax, and I'll just leave that to your imagination before you actually hear the entire track. The Bobo with Will You. Just, I don't know. Maybe I'm punchy from all the shoveling. I don't know. Snow blowing and all the other work I've been doing, but for some strange reason, when you say Heather, Sex Wax, and the Bobo, it just makes me giggle because I'm immature. Even at my age right now, I am severely immature, and it's a problem that I'm working on it. I promise I will fix it. You'll hear the Bobo, will you? Also, you're going to hear Mercury Slim with Fade to Blue. Oh, and here comes that French, my butchering of another language pronunciation, L'Imperatrice. There you go. Anomaly Blue. I like it, so I'm going to play it. That's even if I don't understand it, if I like it, I'm still going to play it, and I'm still going to butcher the language. You're going to hear Oh What a Love from Kinha Grannies. But starting things off, Glom with Fromo here on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
I want Et puis je croise son nom. Saturday, the fun starts when Nancy meets Francie, Sunshine's mom.
Actually, we live a very quiet life here.
And what do you call this?
Bad timing.
Then there's a fire at the fishes.
The empty house 2 doors down, it's on fire.
Could Victor be a firebug?
These children are under my supervision.
Go fish!
And Starsky and Hutch are set up by the mob. Right after Blansky's Beauties and Fish.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Thank you. down to the coast in the summer. Paper playing down the hall, and you caught it lying in the grass for a minute. Fell asleep to the sound of both of you talking.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
School class, forgetting now I'm part of the past. No more